This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
Now, across Melbourne right now, anyone who has to travel to work is in absolute pain. 9 train lines are closed at the moment due to upgrades, leading to heavier traffic in general while people give public transport a wide berth. Add in that it's school holidays at the moment and the increase in fares just announced, and it's an infuriating time to have to travel anywhere right now. Well, Daniel Bowen is from Public Transport Users Association of Victoria and feels our pain. Daniel, welcome to Joy Drive.
G'day, Warren.
More than half of the city's train lines are having troubles this week with bus replacements running. How bad is it out there?
Oh, look, it really is chaotic for some people, particularly coming in from the west, as you've already mentioned. A number of train lines closed, a number of roads closed as well, and, of course, the bus replacements use the roads, so they're getting caught in the traffic. It's really a long, painful journey for many people at the moment around Melbourne.
There's also a bus driver shortage, I understand, at the moment. So that's also affecting the train replacement services. Is that because they're being called in so often?
Yeah, look, I think that's part of it. There's so many upgrade projects going on and so many rail closures that they need hundreds and hundreds of buses to fill in, and of course drivers for all those buses, and that's proving problematic. They're bringing in buses from all over the place. I've seen pictures of one bus brought in from the Northern Territory to run here in Melbourne to haul rail passengers around. So yeah, there really does seem to be a shortage of them, and that is causing problems.
So with so many train lines closed at the same time, I mean, there is a bigger picture here, isn't there, with the projects that are being done. What's the Public Transport Users Association view in terms of this pain that we're experiencing at the moment for perhaps the benefits we'll get down the track?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people can see that the aim is to improve the transport network. We might quibble about individual projects. For instance, we would say the Westgate Tunnel probably won't have a lasting effect on traffic congestion. But, you know, upgrades to rail network, the Metro Tunnel works, the level crossing removals, that's all good stuff. I think people understand that the aim here is better transport network. But at the same time, we've seen many years of these types of disruptions. The government doesn't seem to be improving at how they manage them. And I think people are getting a little bit fatigued from these constant disruptions to their train service.
What would you like to see done to try and fix it?
Well, in the short term, particularly for this current closure for the western suburbs, they should really be giving the buses dedicated bus lanes, say along Footscray Road, which is particularly congested but also has the space for them. That would help get those buses to where they're going more quickly. Then they can turn around and take another run, which means less crowding for passengers, less waiting around at stops, and a quicker trip overall. But in the longer term, they really ought to look at how they stage and sequence these projects and try and coordinate them. So rather than going for different projects all over Melbourne at the same time, perhaps they should be concentrating on one particular rail corridor, doing that closure and doing all the projects necessary along that section of track while that rail line is closed, rather than at the moment they seem to be doing one project here and then another project further along the line a bit later, and then a few months later they'll come back again and close the line again. So really a coordinated approach to kind of minimise the disruption for passengers.
We're chatting with Daniel Bowen from Public Transport Users Association of Victoria about the public transport woes facing Victorians at the moment. Daniel, before we let you go, what are your thoughts on the upgrade of the Mikey system?
Oh, look, I think people have been calling out for improvements to the Mikey system. In particular, the fact that you can no longer buy a ticket on a tram or even on a bus, that's a barrier to people that perhaps don't use public transport very often. So enabling bank card payments is really a key to resolving that issue, so that people that don't normally use public transport don't have to worry about Where can they find a Mikey card? How much money should they load onto that card? It will make things much easier for those occasional users, including tourists, of course, coming into Melbourne, who currently find it troublesome. So the sooner they can get those upgrades into the Mikey system, the better.
Daniel, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
That's Daniel Byrne from the Public Transport Users Association of Victoria.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.